Praise the Lord. Message number 107. The title of the message, Taking the Right Decision, Part 5. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 6, and let us read from verse 1 to verse 7. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a converted to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you always sent to us to satisfy our needs and to help us to overcome situation and to find solution to our problems. Teach us your ways, O Lord. And I pray that this message of yours to us will help us, O God. Would help us as a church, as workers in your vineyards, as servants of yours, to understand your ways and to put into practice what we learn, so that our life will be better and our service unto you will be more fruitful, productive and effective in preaching the gospel and reaching new people with the good news of your Son Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be, Lord, accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, there was a certain problem that affected some of the members of the church. What was the problem? The problem was some of the women, the widow women, they were not receiving their allowances of food as other they were receiving. It is a food problem. We can see it is a personal problem. Yes, it is a very personal problem, something that relate to the a personal need of a certain people. They were having no food, so it is a personal problem. But the church get involved in this personal problem. Many they say that the church should not get involved in the personal things of the people, but that is not in the Bible. The church is the family of God. Personal problem of the members of the church is the church problem, and the church should get involved in the personal things of the people. Every one of us have a personal problem. Now, what we read in the book of Acts chapter 6, those widows, they don't have food. Some people, they don't have shelter. They don't have clothes. They don't have time. Some people, they say, we don't have time. Some people they say we don't have money. Some people they say we don't have job. These are all personal problems. The church should get involved in it. What we learn from the book of Acts chapter 6, the personal problem of these widows, the church, when get involved, were able to solve their problem. So what the Spirit is telling us now, that the church that God had placed us in, the church that the Lord had placed you in, can get involved and is able to help you to solve your very personal problem. You know, some people they ask the church should not get involved in the personal things. What the scripture here tell us, the church should get involved in a solution and solving the personal problem of the people, because that very personal problem, as we have read in the book of Acts chapter 6, had affected the whole church, had affected the life of prayer of the church, had affected the preaching the word of God and reaching of new people and the expansion of the church. To tell you the truth, I'm very interested to solve the personal problem of the people, because I know when I solve their personal problem and get involved in helping them to solve their personal problem, the church will be expand more. We can pray in a better way, we can pray more, we will have more time, we'll have more relief, we have a new area for the gospel to be preached. It's a very interesting what we are studying now in the book of Acts. The very personal problem of yours, it affecting the whole church. Some people, they may have a problem. For example, somebody will come to me, will tell me, I cannot able to sleep in the night. Now, this is a very personal problem. But if this brother is not able to sleep, or this sister is not able to sleep, second day he have work, he will not be able to wake up with the rest strength. He will go to the work weak. His performance will be affected. His job will be affected. His income will be affected. That will affect also the life of the church. When that brother will be affected, he lose his job, his relationship with his boss will be in a bad shape, his performance in the ministry will be affected, because he will be an unstable person. We need to get involved. We ask, why you are not able to sleep? Maybe he's taking coffee late at night. Or maybe he has another personal problem. Or maybe he's watching TV. He gets anxieties. When we solve his problem and help him to solve it, he can get relief, he can perform better. We as a church, we will be in a better shape, because we will be proving that we are a good caretaker. And God will bless us for that, and will lead us also to open a new area for the gospel. You know, as we have read in the book of Acts, when the apostles get involved and solve the problem of those widows, the church expanded. God bless the church. And that's here the principles that we learn from the word of God. The church that should not, that is not involving in the personal life of the people are not helping the members to solve their problems, that church will not expand. Because that church will be later on full of problems, because they did not get to the root and help the people to solve their problems. How the problem was solved? In the book of Acts chapter 6, the first thing is, the problem was defined. Those widows, they say, we don't have food. They named their problem. They did not hide it. Don't hide your very personal things and problems. If you have a problem in the work, the boss, finances, in the family, you need to speak it up. If you will not speak it, who will know? You have to raise a complaint. How the church get involved in that problem? The second step, we can read in verse 2. So the 12 gather all the disciples. The 12 are the apostles, the leaders of the church. A very personal problem with us, with it came to the leaders of the church. You may say, no, this is not correct, but that's what the Bible tells us. It was a very big church in Jerusalem, but a very personal things, very small things, had reached the apostles, because that is one body. If the tip of your finger is painful, the whole body is in pain. And that's here what we learn. Transparency. The whole church should be one body, and those in leadership, they should get involved in the personal problem of the people to help them to overcome their struggles. So the leaders of the church should get involved, should know about it. Third, what they did, the apostles, they gathered the disciples. The disciple should get involved in the decision making. And the disciple should get involved in the solution. What was the decision? Peter stood, the leader stood, and he addressed the problem, and he gave the solution. It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. He addressed the problem, he addressed the effect of the problem, and then in verse 3, he gives the solution. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them. What we had learn here, that here the problem was solved, and the whole church is gathering. The disciple get involved in the decision making. He give the solution, and that is also, he is getting their opinion about it. And he let them know they should get involved in the solution. They should put their hand. And in verse 4 he say, and when you people get involved in the decision making and in the solution to take your responsibility, in verse 4 he say, and we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. What he say here, that this will help the church to grow. In verse 5, this proposal pleased the whole group. So here the whole church get know about the problem, get involved in the decision making, get involved in the solution, and all of them agree about what God wants to do in the midst of them, because they were able to see during the meeting the outcome of that decision. And that's here, when you have personal problem, yes, we have the gift of prayer, we have the Word of God, but the church should not be outside your personal life. The church should be there. We are there to help you. The church is there to help us. We should be open up our life, our very personal life, so that things will go in a better way. From the book of Acts chapter 6, we learn that that your personal problem can affect the church in one aspect. Also, we can conclude that when you get involved in the decision making and in the solution, your personal problem can be also solved. Many people, they are fully occupied to solve their personal problem and they neglect God's service. That will make your life more worse. Don't let your problem swallow you up. Get involved. As a disciple here, they get involved in decision making and in the solution. You also get involved in God's service. While you are in getting involved in God's service, your personal problem will be relieved and unsolved. What we need now for decision making. When Peter proposed that to find brothers, he put the criteria for these brothers. And there are three things we will find out, and that's what we need today to solve our problem and to make our personal life better, our ministry better, and our church will grow in a better way. He proposed that we need seven brothers who are full of the Spirit. There's need today. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why avoid wine, avoid friends, avoid watching TVs, avoid parties, because all these things will take away the Holy Spirit. Repent from laziness, complacency. Restore your life of prayer. You must have consistent life of prayer, kneeling down daily. You know, when we kneel down, we can hear better the voice of God. The signal will be better. Kneel down daily and listen to His voice. Listen to His instruction and be filled with the Holy Spirit. People who are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. We need wisdom. How you get wisdom? The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of the Lord so that your personal problem can be solved, and also your performance in life and ministry will be better and the church will grow in a better way. How you can get a heavenly wisdom? Fear of the Lord needed. And second, humility. In James chapter 3 and verse 13, James say, who is wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. We can do good work if we are humble. Humble people are those who are willing to be corrected, willing to be advised, willing to be instructed, teachable, accept their sin and mistakes, and willing to correct them themselves. Humble people are those who are willing to open up their personal life and instructed with the word of God. So how you get wisdom? Wisdom coming when you start to fear God. When you start to understand that there is no small sin or small mistake. God wants us to live in holiness. When you humble yourself, God will start to speak to you. And when He see you that humble, He guided the humble in what is right and teaching them His ways. The Lord will teach you His ways, and your very personal things, problems, will be solved with God's solutions. In verse 5, this proposal pleased the whole group. They choose Stephen, a man full of faith. Now here there's another criteria for a decision making. Another important point, we need to be full of faith. How our faith will come? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of Christ, hearing the word of God, reading the Bible, the word of God. It helps us to increase our faith in decision making. The Bible is very important part of it. It has very important rule. The word of God that we know and the word of God that we are reading. When we are facing problem, we go and read the Bible more, because while we are reading, we will stumble on the solution. We will stumble on the word of God, and we can see that a solution clearly. The Holy Spirit will lead us to the scriptures and to the passages that speak to us the same problem that we are passing through, and it shows us the solution and the way out of it. When the church respond to the instruction, the problem gets solved. What was the problem? The problem was there was no food. But it is mentioned that they went and bought food for those widow? No. The problem that is on the surface is food. But the real problem is lack of administration. It was administrative problem, stewardship. Some people, they have financial problem, they don't have time, they don't have money, they don't have job, they don't have income. That is on the surface. But the main problem is stewardship. They are not good steward of what the Lord had given them. The Lord had given to the church the food that's needed, but the problem is in the distribution. So there is an iceberg. Why you need to come and open up your problem? Because as in the book of Acts, the problem was open to the apostles. They get the discernment, and they have discernment that it is the administration that need to be corrected. That is the iceberg. When you see a spike of a mountain above the surface of the water, you may see 1 or 2 or 3 meters of it, but down is a big mountain that need to be tackled. Sometimes the personal problem is only the iceberg of a very serious problem in your life. As the apostle and the disciple involved, the church today should get involved to help you, because the church have different, every one of us carry a different spiritual gifts, experience, and we can help one another in how to tackle certain problem, and the Holy Spirit will give us the solution how to solve them. The more you avoid, the more you are the more you have more struggle. The more you exclude yourself and put yourself away, the more you will struggle in your life. The more you get involved, open up, be part of the decision making, be part of the solution, you will get relief. The Lord wants us to offer all the parts of our body in serving Him. Romans 12, verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The whole church get involved, and God reward them. God also will reward us as we help one another, as we open up our personal things, as we confess our sin and renounce them, as we give an advice and counsel to those who are in need, the Lord will bless the church. As in the book of Acts, the word of God spread, the number of disciples increased, and many priests, they came to faith, God will bless the church today, that you enable us to pray more, to preach the word of God, to make more new disciples, to reach a new area, even hard people. God will soften their heart and will enable us to reach them with the gospel of Christ. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. Let us make a decision. Lord, we will apply this message of yours in our life. We will not be afraid from problems, but we will tackle these issues that's coming across our life. Life of the church, we'll help one another. We'll take our responsibility. Tell him, Lord, I will take my responsibility to be open up my personal life, to get involved in the decision making, and to get involved in the solutions. Lord, let the purpose of this message be fulfilled, and many people will come in their lives, and many servants of yours will be filled with the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom and full of faith, so that they can carry the responsibility of your service. Lord, take this message with the Holy Spirit and bring it, O Lord, to those who are waiting to hear your word in order to do your will. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.